and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 30th of December, 2007. It's the birthday of Rudyard Kipling, born in Bombay, India, in 1865, who, although he had never fought in battle, his poems about military life became classics among British soldiers around the world. Rudyard Kipling finally moved to Vermont, and there he began to reimagine the India of his childhood. And he wrote The Jungle Book, which came out in 1894, about a boy raised by wolves in the jungle. It's the birthday of the novelist Douglas Copeland, born on a Canadian military base in Baden-Solingen, Germany in 1961, best known for his novel Generation X, Tales for an Accelerated Culture, came out in 1991. He coined the term Generation X, attached to children of the 60s and the 70s. It's the birthday of the man who distributed Coca-Cola, Asa Griggs Candler, born in Villarica, Georgia, 1851, bought the rights to John Pemberton's original formula of Coca-Cola in 1886 and formed the Coca-Cola Company in 1890 and began to advertise it around the world. It's the birthday of the songwriter Bo Diddley, born in Macomb, Mississippi, 1928. His big break came in 1955. He recorded Who Do You Love for Chess Records in Chicago and the song Uncle John, which became the foundation for early rock and roll. Bo Diddley said, "I opened the door for a lot of people, and they just ran through and left me holding the knob." Here's a poem for today by William Reichard, entitled An Open Door. Across the sanctuary of a community church, a door stands ajar. Stained glass windows allow only some of the sun to enter. Filtered yellow, red, opalescent green drench the pews. On the altar converted to stage, a circle of students contemplates a question of vocation. Through the open door, only light, daytime, invading the intimate dim, familiar in churches, the hazy quality of the house of God. When a child, I wanted to be a vampire, or a scientist, or an actor. The world seemed open to me in a way it does not seem open now. What is your passion? The facilitator asks, and students giggle. What drives you? I try to focus on the question at hand, but lose myself in the sunlight streaming in through the open door. In this, a sanctuary, I don't feel safe. What do you want to be when you grow up? Not a teacher, certainly. Not a soldier. Not a poet. Who lives in the gray corners of a church besides mice? What is that face in the stained glass? When in college, I wanted to be an archaeologist, wanted to dig into the storied dirt of time and come up with some history. In this room, I want to be a priest. It could be comforting, living in the dark spaces of a church, just me and the mice. What is your vocation? The facilitator asks. And at this moment, I'd say, I am a bringer of light, a man who stands in a doorway, flooded by sun. I am a bird, someone who learns in shadow the real shape of brightness. An Open Door, a poem by William Reichard, from This Brightness, published by Midlist Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.